Hello,
Love
hello.
Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, beautiful listeners. We are running late today, but it's okay. We still here live. Conversations with A&A. So happy Sunday. Peace and love, and welcome to Conversations with A&A. I am Angela, and I have your beautiful other host, Avon, on the phone. Avon, you can give a shout-out.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? How are you? How you doing, Angela?
I am doing fine. I just want to give a – I'm just glad that we finally getting together to start this show, and I just want to give everyone some background information. Me and Avon started this show to have open general conversation about women issues. You know, some of them are controversial, and some of them are just straightforward, you know, and we just looking to hear different ideologies and different perspectives and different ideas, about certain topics, you know, and can we change as women and should we change and just the way we've been doing things, you know. So we're looking at it from a different perspective and we're just having conversations, you know. A lot of times we do our research and we come with a wealth of knowledge and information, but still we want to have these conversations. Now, Avon and I have been having these conversations for years, so we decided that we want to come to, you know, put it in a radio format. So here we are today, and today our conversation is about should you submit to your man? Okay, and we know this is a very controversial topic, and I have talked about this on several occasions. Okay.
Yes, we have.
And so Avon, let's get started with this. What's up, Avon? Like, should you submit to your man, Avon? Come on, should you submit?
Ooh, you starting trouble here today.
Listen. I mean, for me, it depends on the man. You know, it is not even dependent on a man. The man that I choose to submit to, he's going to be worthy of it. And when I mean worthy, he's going to be trustworthy with my submission. And but with that said, I want to hear from your perspective.
Well, first and foremost, we have to agree upon what is submission.
Okay.
What is submission? Well, let me hear your thoughts on it, and I definitely
all right,
know.
I'm gonna just go by with the Oxford languages.
All right, okay.
It's to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. So you submit, so you accept or yield to a superior force. Your man is considered a superior force, or to the authority or will of another person, to another person, to cave in, to bow down, to give away, to give in, you know. And so that's what the definition means, you know, to be in agreement. Some people say, oh, to be in agreement with someone. No, but it means more than just to be you in agreement, but you, this is the authority figure, superior figure. Because some people, some women you hear, oh, that just means to agree with. But no, sweetie, it means that he's the authority figure, he's superior, and you submit by accepting or yielding to his superiority. So that's what basically it means.
Well, you know, the first definition of that word, whoo child, that's why we have the pushback that we do from women. Superior, what do you mean? Superior and whatever, and authority, is like superior? It depends on what the situation, but since we are talking in the instance of a relationship and your man, should you submit to your man?
Mm-hmm.
I say this, in order to do that, where women find themselves getting into trouble is from the beginning. You did not, first of all, you should have vetted this person. You should know who this person is, the way they think, how they move in situations, in relations to others, their authoritative, their leadership skills. Do they have these things before you go following somebody? And then I would imagine that you have done all this stuff. So if you've done all this stuff, that I would figure that you trust this person and they have proven to you in a manner that is comfortable to you, going by your guidelines and your standards, that they are able to do this, then why would you not submit to this person? Why wouldn't you? But see, the reason why you have all this pushback and go, because we, as we know, because you hear it in so many ways, that we have not done that work. We didn't do that vetting. Oh, he's cute, or he's fine, he's this and that, you know, and he has his business, things that we heard, or we see their representation, whatever, but we didn't do the work. We did not talk and investigate and see who this man is, what he's about.
Stop you. Would you, straight up, how we talk, would you submit to a man that doesn't have a job?
I'm going to answer it this way. Listen to how I'm going to answer this.
My he has no is, job, no money.
The first flush, you tell me something like that, the answer would be no. But
why?
Now,
why not?
I'm gonna tell you. First of all, I need to understand. Don't you have a job? Why are you not being a productive citizen in society? What is going on with you? This is what I'm talking about vetting. I need to know that. No, I'm not gonna submit to somebody. It's like, yeah, right. Those are some serious signs that indicate something. Why don't you have a job? How old are you? You know what I'm saying? Is he a teenager and you don't have a job? Like, no, I'm not going to submit to you. How old are you? And at this stage of the game, why don't you have these basic things? These indications of something bigger and deeper. So at first blush, you tell me, no, I'm not going to submit to him. No.
So what about when a man has a job and everything, but he still don't make smart decisions? Because there's men who have jobs and don't know how to, you know, they have jobs, but are they worthy for you to submit to? I mean, it depends on what you need.
No.
From a woman to do this.
For me,
a man has to be able to, I have to know that I have to feel comfortable about decisions that he makes. Because when you submit to somebody, you're giving over your rights to them to, you know, so you can follow them. And I have to know, like, decisions that how he makes his decisions in his life already. Do he have resources? Like, I want to know these things, because if I'm coming to him and he's telling me to do A, B, C, and D, and then he has no proof of, you know, of leadership skills or no proof of success in his, you know, of leading a woman. But it depends. Like, you know, it depends on what a woman needs too, as well. Some women, you know, need to be, you know, they need that man in their life telling them what to do, how to do it. And, you know, because all men want that. Most men want that. They want their woman to listen to them. They want their woman to tell, they want to be able to tell a woman what to do. So, but do you do that? Like, do he have to have $1 million? Do he have to have a job? Do he have to, you know, what about these divorces? And what about, you know, he tells you, you know, yo, don't do this, don't do that. Like, suppose he don't give you no money. Like, these are conversations that, you know, I had with many women before, and it's like, oh, he has to do this and this and this for me to submit, but they lay down with these men. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're laying down with a man, I feel you should already give him submission because, I mean, you should already submit to him because you already gave him your body, you know? You already gave him a precious part of you. Now, you can ask
me. But listen, you said a whole lot. Those are a heck of a lot of questions at once, but we're going to go back to the first things that you said. you said, first, you said, what you would do is, oh, I would ask some questions and get to know whatever. That's part of the vetting process. That makes sense. But then you also said, he has proven and shown that he does not know how to run his own life or this. I forgot exactly what you said, but you said he does not know how to do that. So that logically, the answer would be no. What? If you've proven that you're not capable of doing it, why would I submit my life and submit to you and you can't even control and handle it for yourself? That doesn't even make sense. That's not
but
even
what
logical.
About the respect? Okay, so do you have sex with him before? Do you have sex with him to be able? Okay. Should you have sex with a man before you decide that you're going to submit to him? Or at that time you have sex with him, you already have in your mind you're going to submit to this man? Because we know women does this all the time. They do it backwards. I heard women told me, you know, me coaching them and, you know, and they calling me for certain issues. You know, I love this man and everything, but he just want to tell me what to do, and I'm just not with that. And I'm like, okay, why not? And most of the time, it's not like the men telling them something wrong. These men are really telling, you know, wear skirts. Some men, you know, stop eating too much. You're getting too fat, you know. And they like, oh, you know, you're spending too much money. Clean up your house. And they get offended by these things. So,
but the thing is, you're giving somebody the most precious gift, the precious thing about you, your body. And then you're creating soul ties and a whole lot of things go on with that. And you're going to give this valuable piece of yourself away to somebody you don't even know. They have not proven anything to you. Now that's ass backwards right there. But we do it all the time. Why would you do that and then get upset with what you find out after? Wouldn't you want to know that before you give up your most precious thing to you? Why do we do that? That is insanity. That's insanity. And then you get mad. Who do you blame? And see, that's where we get into trouble. You can't blame him. Look, he's only going to do what you allow him to get away with. Now, if you do it and now you're mad at him, that's what I was talking about, self-work. You didn't even do the self-work and know who you are, and then you're going to give up your power to someone else. You know, you have to do that work for yourself first.
Okay.
You have to learn to move and be autonomous and do things for yourself and work on yourself before you give somebody else the authority to do that. And then when they can't handle to do it wrong, then you're mad at them. And then as a person, you should not even allow them. Talk about men, because we talk about women and men now. Why would you put yourself in a position to be responsible for someone else's happiness? First of all, you cannot do that. That's unfair to ask of anybody to be responsible for someone else's happiness and their life like that.
But how is a man asking that if he's asking his woman to submit? That don't mean
There's nothing wrong with him asking that. But the thing is, women, did you do your homework? Somebody, just because they ask you don't mean that you have to say yes. Is he capable? Is he worthy of doing these things?
But it's not a conversation like, yo, you going to submit to me? It's not that
but
type
no,
of conversation.
In some instances, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Okay,
and
in the book.
Go ahead. No, tell me.
In the book,
what was I gonna say?
In the book, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding a Black Woman. Miss Ali said, "A woman
this
should."
This is Scheherazade's book. This is Scheherazade Ali. Okay.
Yeah, this is Scheherazade Ali. She said that you should submit to your man regardless of the fact that if he have a job or not. Like, in other words, paraphrasing it, but that's basically what it, whether he have a job or not. Because a black man, your submission to a black man shouldn't be based on him having a job. Like, suppose a black man brings something more to the table, and he's a smart man. He just got caught up in hard times. You understand? Because a man that has a job, he can lose his job. So is he minimized to his work, to his profession?
No, but from what you just said, she's saying what we said. Because he's implying that he's in order, and that's why he's, because he is in order as far as what is expected of a man, what have you. So, woman, you should submit to him. Because what she said after that, you should submit to him because he has this, and then she was breaking it down from there. So that means there's an understanding, and that you agree that he is able to do these things. So then, yes, you should submit.
But so is it based on him having a job?
It's based that he can provide. What skills do he have to survive in the world? At least sometimes it's not going to be a job. Sometimes he can be self-employed, have his own business, whatever. He is resourceful. He can, whatever it is that he does, that he can take care of your household needs and can take care of you. So whatever your needs, he can meet your needs. You don't know how. It doesn't necessarily have to be through a job, but in many cases, that's what it is.
Okay.
Not everybody is an entrepreneur.
Okay, suppose he's not an entrepreneur. He don't have a job, but he could tell you what to do, and you'll be successful at it because he's based on your submission to him, and he's telling you what to do.
I would like to test that out first. You tell me anything. Tell me if I jump off this bridge, then I should be able to fly.
No, he can tell you. Listen, I don't have he don't have a job, you know. But he can tell you
to me first. Okay, I'll give you. Let's do.
For him to prove it to you, you have to submit so he can prove that he knows how to run your life. Like men, you know, they say it. I want to run your life. I want to, you know, be able to tell you what to do, and you know, and I could get a caller on the phone. I could get a couple of men on the phone that would just be, if they honest about it, because we have these conversations. I have conversations with men all the time, and you know, if they honest on it live, if they honest, you know, if they keeping it real, they will tell you that they want, that's what a woman's supposed to do. They want a woman to listen to them, no matter how much money they have or don't have, no matter they feel that it shouldn't be based on them having a job, because a lot of men may be unemployed at the time for various reasons, and you know, because we're talking about black men, you know, have issues in terms of employment and based on the government, and you know, the list goes on and on. So, black women take that under consideration, and you know, like, okay, I'll submit to you.
Where did you start, though? Where did you start off from? Okay, we got together, and you had a job and everything, you was doing that. And then something traumatic happened. Something, you know, happened, and you no longer have the job or whatever. So, yeah, you will adjust to that. It's temporary. So you knocked off your feet, so we're in a partnership together. We work, I got you back, and get you up. But I'm inspiring you, get back up on your feet, you get back out there. No, you can't fall down and stay down. It's like, I'm not going to, everything don't stop. I'm not going to submit to you no more just because you lost your job or whatever. But how did it happen? What's going on? And it's a temporary thing. And that's what you do as a couple in a partnership. That's understandable. But if you talk about you coming into it and you didn't have it, and no. Not me. No.
Okay.
No.
Now I can say one thing. Like, the thing is, when you submit to a man, I mean, I'm talking about a certain type. Everyone wants a certain type of man. So it depends on what kind of man that you're interested in. But from my experience, when you do submit to a man that you find worthy, whoever you find, because it's all about, are you down with his plan? Like, if you're not down with his plan, you should stay away from him. Even she said that in the book. You know, because you have to be in agreement with the leader. You understand? Like,
exactly.
If you're part of a company and you see the company policies and procedures, or you see their mission statement and you don't like their mission statement, why join that company? If they don't have the same ideologies that you do, if you don't agree with their ideologies. So, but one of the things I could say, when you do let a man take the lead, it feels good, because now you can do, you don't have to, you know, take on the extra burden of the masculine and feminine energy, the masculine energy all the time. It's like, okay, he's here now, you know, he's in my life, and he making those decisions, that helps a lot. Like, you don't have to think about every little detail. Because when you're by yourself, it's like you have to put your guards up. You have to think because you're by yourself. You don't have a man. But when you have somebody who can come in that you choose to be capable of, you know, submitting to, it feels good because it takes a lot of burden off of you. You know what I'm saying? It's like a relief that you could just let go and you trust that person. You know what I'm saying? You trust. And so when I hear women say that they don't trust him, or and it may be something that he could be telling her that's for her own good, why wouldn't you listen? And I'm telling you, I heard a lot of situations where I didn't feel that he was wrong. The man, what they were telling me, the man was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
I didn't feel that. Now, suppose the man tell you, listen, you know, I don't want you out at a certain time. I don't want you to go to that party because it's dangerous, it's this. And, you know, he's telling you, you know, he's, you know, telling you what he wants you to do.
Exactly. Well, let's be very clear. I personally, I said, let's be very clear. I agree when I'm in a relationship, whatever, I have no problem submitting. Because guess what? I would have done my homework and vetted, and I feel comfortable with this man. And he has proven and shown to me, so that I am clear and comfortable with it, that he can leave. He can't leave me. I have no problem submitting, and yes, indeed. But if I know the warning signs and see things that he is not, then that would be very unwise of me to submit, and it is very
shaky. But what does it mean you said lead? What does leadership look like to you, real quick?
When I say lead, first of all, when we are together, because we have that, we talk and agree, and he has respect for me and my thoughts and input, whatever. But when we go out in public, we are a united front, and he takes the lead, and he is the face, and he represents us out in public. You know what I'm saying?
You saying that in public, but behind closed doors, he's not.
No, listen. I have the same respect behind closed doors, but I'm saying he has a respect enough for me to, like, okay, so what do you think about this? You know, I would like to do so-and-so and so-and-so, and then we're having a conversation. So, yeah, baby, I agree with you, but, you know, maybe you might want to tweak this a little bit. Maybe you want to do it this way or whatever, and that he is open to listen to me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying shut him down or whatever, but the thing is, behind closed doors, we have respect for each other, and we will talk. We don't discuss that in front of other people. We are a united front when we're outside, you know, when we're outside of our home. Whatever we are in agreement, and he's taking.
So
that's why I say what I say. So
okay, what about he got? What about he have good? Okay, just yes or no. Would you submit if he have good cops? He make decent decisions.
Lord. Well, we be doing a whole lot of things. You know, we got that. That would help open up my mind to a lot of things, but. The truth of the matter is, no, first and foremost, all that other stuff has to be in place. But then he got that too.
But he got some good stuff, and he's like, you know, I want you
he
home.
He got the world for me. He can have the world. He can have the world. If everything else is in place, he got that too. He ain't got no problems for me. No problems for me. How about that?
Oh, God. Well, our show is about to end in, like, a couple of more minutes. A couple more seconds, actually. And your final thoughts, real quick?
Women and men, please do your self-work, know who you are, and be what it is that you want from them. Don't expect something and want somebody else to do something, and you're not willing to do it yourself.
Hmm. Well, my final thoughts is I love submitting. And as long as I have a man that I trust, I have no problem with submission. I don't think it's a problem. And whatever you consider your type of man is, I think that's where we can come. Everyone have a different opinion on what they feel a man is worthy of. So until then, we love you. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.